This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Five security personnel lost their lives in an encounter with terrorists in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir. The troops of Rashtriya Rifles and Special Operations Group, SOG, of Jammu and Kashmir Police launched a joint cordon and search operation at Dhari Gote in the Desa forest area last evening, following specific inputs about the presence of terrorists. In the ensuing gunfight, five security personnel, including an officer and an SOG Jawan, were critically injured and later succumbed to injuries. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Manoj Sinha, has paid tributes to the brave soldiers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the nation stands firmly with the families of the soldiers who sacrificed their lives in the line of duty in Doda. The centre has asked states and union territories that police stations and places under the control of the police department should not be designated as a place for examination of witnesses. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla has written a letter to all the state chief secretaries and UTs in this regard. All the police stations have been asked to identify a designated place for the examination of witnesses through audio, video, electronic means under the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023. The three new criminal laws, namely the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, have come into force from the 1st of this month, replacing the Indian Penal Code of 1860. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Justice N. Koteshwar Singh and R. Mahadevan as judges of the Supreme Court. Justice N. Koteshwar Singh is currently Chief Justice of High Court of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, while Justice R. Mahadevan as Judge of Madras High Court. Law and Justice Ministry said the appointment will come into effect from the date they assume charge of their respective offices. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Mauritius this morning on a two-day official visit to the island nation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he is looking forward to productive engagements and to advancing the special relationship between India and Mauritius. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will call on Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jagannath, and will hold bilateral meetings with other senior ministers of Mauritius. He will also engage with other prominent Mauritian leaders. The External Affairs Ministry said this visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to comprehensively review various aspects of the bilateral relationship. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that scientists need to come into direct contact with farmers to increase the quantity of produce. Mr. Chauhan said this after inaugurating the 96th Foundation Day of the Indian Council of Agricultural Research in New Delhi. He said that to achieve the targets set by the government, including doubling farmers' income, every component of agriculture from scientists, universities and colleges to Krishi Vigyan Kendra to farming land needs to work in unison. Mr. Chauhan said that even today, half of the country is dependent on agriculture to make ends meet and it remains the government's top priority. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, Karnataka and Kerala during the next 5 days. IMD said heavy rainfall is also likely over Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Orissa, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Tamil Nadu. The weather office has also predicted light to moderate rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Western Rajasthan during the next 5 days. The Indian team, which participated at the 35th International Biology Olympiad IBO 2024, achieved remarkable success, with one student winning a gold medal and three students securing silver medals. Vedant Sakre from Mumbai, Maharashtra won a gold, while Ishan Pednikar from Ratnagiri in Maharashtra, Srijit Shivakumar from Chennai and Yashasvi Kumar from Bareilly, Uttar Pradesh bagged a silver medal each. And in Swedish Open Tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will take on local favourite Elias Hima in the round of 32 of men's singles in Sweden today. In the men's doubles, the pair of Sumit Nagal and Poland's Karol Drzewiecki will face France's Alexandre Müller and Luka Wąsacz this evening. Indian tennis star Nagal is looking forward to gain confidence ahead of the Paris Olympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.